coming into my heart, into my spirit, into my inner man. Faith is coming because I'm hearing the word of God. Amen. You may be seated in his presence. The Lord bless you richly in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to the Lord. What a wonderful few days or this week has been, and this new week will be in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank God for the service that the Lord Almighty helped us to conclude. We thank the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the ending, our everlasting King, our answer to prayer. We thank God, our encouragers, our sustenance, our helper, the God who always influences things that we do. We thank him for his generosities towards us. We honor him. To his name be praise forever in Jesus' name. If you record, we've been addressing fresh new glory. And by God himself telling his son that now we must seal it with the special anointing service. Amen. We'll do that after this short exhortation. Let's have a recap. We were told in John's Isaiah 60, verse 1, that the word of God is telling you and I to arise. And our Father in the Lord treated this topic for many months, right? He says, when you arise, there's a reason to arise. Because God Almighty has a purpose for you. For a good reason that you may shine. When this fresh glory comes upon you, you will shine. Hallelujah. And because thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You see, when the rain is to fall, the cloud is right on top of us. Praise be to the Lord. And we're saying, Lord, we're ready. We're ready. We're ready for this new experience. And we thank God Almighty. Glory be to the Lord. Amen. I'm so delighted and so happy that God is with us and that we are noticed. Heaven noticed us. Hallelujah. Fresh glory. We're told that fresh glory then means something that is brand new. They say brand new glory. So before me this morning, by the grace of God, are this fresh new glory. This brand new glory. Glory be to the Lord. So I'm so happy because before you this morning is a fresh new glory. Did you not notice that our tongue has changed? Now you have accents. Your tongue has changed. And who did it? Hallelujah. So we're told that fresh glory then means brand new glory. A glory not previously known, we were told. A glory that is not fake. A glory that is authentic. A glory that is real. So when you are told, my dear, you look gorgeous, take it. Because what the person is seeing is a fresh new glory. Is a brand new glory. They say, darling, what do you mean? Is a brand new glory. Again, I saw Elder this morning. I said, Elder, you look sharp. It was when I got to the office and I realized, oh my God, it was a brand new glory. Just as I looked back, as I was coming here, I looked at this man, I said, do I see the glory? And I thought, oh yes, of course, brand new glory. Glory be to the Lord. And we're told again, the beginning of new unction is what that fresh glory means. And we're also told, I can't forget the phrase, praise God, that this the unction is to for functioning. Unction to function. I thought, wow, that was powerful. Praise be to the Lord. We'll continue to repeat this word until it becomes original in our system. And you continue to remind me too. Hallelujah. unction to function. The unction for function in a particular areas, we're told. Other ministry. Either education, either your secular work, or maybe a gift, we're also told. Maybe the gift now of new tongues. I heard new tongues in the past 3-4 days. Tongues that I've never heard before. And I thought, wow, that is the auction to function. That is the fresh glory. Language change. Intercessors have new experience of interceding. I thought, wow, this is it. So I am bubbling with joy. Glory be to God. Even my spouse nudged me several times. I said, yeah, he said, this your gray hair, it seems it's plenty. I'm like thinking, excuse me. Right. You're correct. I'm like, excuse me. Is this the first time you have seen all of this? Then I recall, oh, fresh new glory. She sees something different. If your spouse is beside you, just look at her or him and see the freshness. Just quickly, you can glance back, brother. It's okay. Just glance back. Praise be to the Lord. Such experience is what God Almighty has given to us. Fresh glory. Amen. You know, we're told so many things. There was also a citation. Remember we cited Job 29:20 in January when we were beginning. And I know God is not a liar. And he tells us, my glory is what? Has become fresh in me. My glory, fresh in me. My bow has been renewed in my hand. I have new strength. My instrument of work has become new in my hand. It is even strong. So if I'm cultivating, I'm able to cultivate right. Why? Because of this fresh glory. Hallelujah. You know, when I was hearing testimony about our brother, you know, and I'm like thinking, excuse me, there's nothing negative about that. What happened? The experience at work. When God wants to move you forward and you are hesitant, he will push you anyhow. Praise the Lord. He will do what? Push you anyhow. And where God is pushing you to is up. Is if this fresh new glory will push us up to that next level. Amen. Because God Almighty loves us. Glory be to the Lord. Glory, when it is fresh, particularly when we say it is new now, it means it has never been used. We're told fresh new glory, a glory that has never been used. Maybe the glory that wasn't there before now is there. Never used, brand new. We're told, brand new glory is who you are now. Congratulations. Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. It is my prayer that either those online or those that have never heard us before who are experiencing bad glory, the Lord will give you new glory in the name of Jesus. No matter how complicated the past, that conversation of the past, that letter of the past, that news of the past happens to be. What was that song that you sang just now? It means there is no mountain that it cannot bring down. You want me to sing it? There is no mountain it cannot move. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. We edit this part out. Isaiah 43, verse 19. Get ready for it. We must always be ready. Praise the Lord. We must always be what? We must always be what? At all time. To the extent that the man from God say you are an evangelist. Chap, chap, chap. Chap, chap, chap. He said, we need a pastor. He said, the pastor is found in her. Glory be to God. Amen. Because evangelists are very sharp shooters. Behold, I will do a new thing, says the Lord. Behold, I will do a new thing. Behold, I will do a new thing. And he says, shall it not spring forth? As it shall spring forth. You will see it. You will know it. I will even make a road in the wilderness. Somebody was saying recently, he said, when he was in the wilderness, he was referring to when he was in prison. Praise the Lord. He said, when he was in the wilderness. Now he had his wilderness experience. Now he's on the right track. By the grace of God, none of us will be imprisoned. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. So we were also told, this freshness cannot be hidden. It will what? Burst forth. It will burst forth. So at times, when you see, just as we saw, people manifesting God's touch, we were told, not because they are possessed. Many of us can cope with his touch differently. Praise be to the Lord. So as we matured and continue to experience his touch and visit, we matured and the experience becomes anew, afresh on a daily basis. We were also told that these fresh new glories require something from you. And what is required from you is that you take the first step. Praise the Lord. Let me add this story. When Peter saw Jesus walking on water, praise the Lord, he said, Jesus, because the experience was totally different, was new for him. Jesus, yes, it is me. He said, now bid me to come. Now, this fresh new glory or this fresh glory require a step of faith from you. He said, bid me to come. Peter will never have experienced such a new dimensional walk until he took the step of faith. It was not Jesus that moved his faith. He said, come. He took the first step. So, in this fresh glory, it is important that you take the first step. Many of us have seen, have taken even great steps, greater steps than I was able to take. I was like, wow, you got it. Hallelujah. So Peter took the first step of faith. The only thing that our teachers have taught us is that he got himself distracted. Now that we're enjoying his fresh glory, don't be distracted. Hallelujah. Just as we're speaking now, if you see someone just burst into laughter, don't be distracted. Thomas was not asked to come. Neither was Matthew. But the one who spoke, is that you, Jesus? Say, yes, say, come. Say, ha. Jesus, ha. This one is a new experience. He said, come and enjoy it. Praise the Lord. So, what I am saying in essence is that don't be surprised with the fresh glory as others are manifesting it. Hallelujah. If somebody now screams suddenly, don't be distracted because they're manifesting their own portion of glory. You tap into yours. Glory be to God. Even when Thomas, as we know him, we call him Doubting Thomas, he was just trying to be a research student. Just the same way Peter spoke, bid me to come. He just said, please, sir, show us this, because this new experience is different too. Please show us. Show us. I have been with you for some time. I just didn't know. Please show us. So if you want to be a Berean Christian, do your research, but focus. Don't be distracted. Glory be to the Lord. We were also told, we're reminded, hallelujah, of Psalm 79, verse 9, that each day is a battle, and that you must fight the battle, and that because God is with you, you will win. Hallelujah. And the psalmist in Psalm 79, verse 9 says, help us, O God of our salvation. Help us for the glory of your name, that is for your name's sake, save us and forgive us all our iniquities. Honor us. May the Lord honor you with his visitation in the mighty name of Jesus. So it is a battle. Every moment in the presence of God could be a fresh moment for those that are serious. Fresh moment for those that are serious. We're also told that it will be a dull moment for those who are ignorant. Glory be to the Lord. They will say, what now? What now? What now? They're ignorant. Then when you are sharing your testimony or things are falling in the right places for you, then they will be surprised. Glory be to God. Psalm 72 was also shared with us. Verse 12. That God Almighty is able to rescue those that cry out to him. He delivered the needy when they do what? Cry out. Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy on me. We're told by Pastor Badru when he visited us that that covenant has never failed. The Son of David, have mercy on us. So we are covenant children of God. Glory be to the Lord. Our spot has been noticed. Because the season or the period that the man from God is supposed to be somewhere else, that spot was noticed and searchlight was put. Where are you? And we are firm foundation. Glory be to the Lord. Because God Almighty has restored back unto us that which was lost. You see, Saul was told, what you are looking for has been found. But what you are even looking for are earthly base. But God wants to use you for heavenly things. I pray that you and I will not be distracted. You will notice in Saul's journey, he started getting distracted. You and I will not be distracted in Jesus' name. So in conclusion, then we'll go into our anointing service to seal it. To seal what we received. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm so happy because God is doing something wonderful. Every month, I will be bringing you good news. I thought you would read. Every month, I will have testimony to share with you. Every month, Panty, I will have something new to tell you. It shall be so in the mighty name of Jesus. It can no longer be altered, for it is the word of the watchers. They release it and it is sealed. Heaven backs it up in the mighty name of Jesus. We're told what glory is, that it can be described as praise or honor. In fact, when we got to glory, my leg was shaking that, this is a new way. You know, it was revelations. We were told that nobody will need to tell you things have changed for you, for better, for good, for excellent. That is, nobody will need to tell you, because when you see, you say, this brother indeed is enjoying new level of glory. In fact, we were told that glory is able to distinguish us. Hallelujah. We were told that glory is a distinguished quality that you possess. Out of 1,000, you are just the only one who can do it. Why? Because glory has distinguished you. You know, can you imagine Joseph? out of the whole population, he is the only one they are looking for. They said, we know a man who can actually do this. Who can tell you what you are looking for? Who can translate it for you? I mean, like you sell export and import. And they say the only person who can bring the import in is her. That's a new glory. When they say it's difficult, tax duty and so on and so forth. They say, why did you call this company? They're the only one that can bring it in, this kind of products. When they bring it in, they don't even look at it. Praise be to the Lord. Why? Because glory is distinguishing you and I. Who can do this assignment? The top 100 company, they say it is you. The top 50 company, they say it is you. And they begin to look for you. As a matter of fact, Daniel operated with such gift to the extent to the third generations, they were still saying, we know a grandpa. His name is Daniel. Even during your grandfather's time, he was the one. He can tell you what this all this thing means. It's not materialistic. It's heavenly focus. When there is a translation, there is a new language delivered, he is first told that in your realm, we're bringing this new code. And that code is given to him first time. He said there's a new discovery. But it's no longer discovery because it has already been distributed to key distinguished individuals and the Infant Foundation. Amen. Glory be to the Lord. So we've been told, don't look as if you've been left behind because you will overrun. Amen. You will overtake. So this anointing service then become a rubber seal. Is it a Song of Solomon 6:8? Let me to check that. Where the Lord says, I will make you a seal upon my palm. You know, anytime I want to recite that, I looked at my palm. God making you a seal. You become a seal of approval with him. Or maybe it's 8:6, brother. Thank you, Father. So they said the glory is a fantastic beauty of splendor, a high of prosperity in life. He said that. So the anointing service will now become a seal upon him. Hallelujah. Oh, it's 8:6. Is that what it says there? Glory be to God. Now, all these experiences, right? God is using it to teach us something. Because elder came to the office to tell us that it's as if we so much depend on the screen and we're not aware of ourselves anymore. So please, I beg you, let my system work. The only reason it's not working is because of you. Be focused. Amen. Be ready at all time. Be ready. Amen. Things are a lot easier now. It doesn't take too long to spend time in the presence of God. So I see this as an experience that God is teaching us something. Only Jesus can say, hallelujah. You don't know the song because they're not written on the screen. Let me finish. This is a sermon now. Praise the Lord. Me, I'm telling you that we don't know the song anymore because they're not on the screen. Then the songs is no longer in our hearts. It's on our lips because it's on the screen. Whereas before, we let it saturate us. It sink into our hearts. We write it on the tablet of our hearts, wherever your heart is. Praise be to the Lord. So now, the importance of the anointing service is where I'm getting to now. The man of God now said, many things can happen to glory. Glory be to the Lord. And one of the things he told us, that glory can be put to shame. By the grace of God, the freshness we have received, with the anointing service, you, your glory shall never be put to shame. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your coat of many color shall not be stained or be snatched away from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, when Jacob was returning, the Lord warned. Is Esau? Esau, right? Huh? Not to touch his brother. Do you understand? Why? Because he was coming with a new dimensional glory, brother Israel. You understand what I mean? So, with the grace of God on us in anointing, then it is sealed. You and I will never be put to shame. I mean, the passages of the Bible that were referenced were so remarkable that I was like, He said, glory can be silenced. And he now cited Psalm 30, verse 12. He said, to the end that my glory may sing praises to thee and not be silenced. You know, the one that caught my attention was that my glory may sing praises to thee. But what about if the glory wants to sing praises to thee, but it's silenced? Your glory will not be silenced in Jesus' name. He said, oh, Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. So by the grace of God, as a result of the anointing, you see, this definition of the anointing stays with me from the day it was said from the pulpit that the anointing is burden removing, yoke destroying, power of God. It stayed like a glue. They said glory, the glory of Joseph was silenced in the house of Potiphar. And the other examples were given to us that it is possible. You may be driving Lexus. It may be a fine car that when you come to your neighborhood, people turn their neck. But that such a person who is driving it is or our glory may still be silenced. Not manifesting to the full capacity that the Lord Almighty desired. We were giving secret code. Master key to solutions that plagued mankind. Thought, wow. Because God Almighty loved us and his desire for us is to really rescue us from shame and intimidation of man. This earth, wickedness exists in it. Even more than the time of the building of the Tower of Babel. That's even been worse. In those days, it was terrible. It was nasty. But now it's even worse. I don't know the language I can use any longer. People steal other people's glory. They damage it somehow. We were given examples of all of these things. But by the grace of God, touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. For you bear the mark of the lamp upon you. Let no man trouble you. That is where we're going. That marker. That marker of love. A supervisor called me from your office. I said, thank you for recommending her to us. She's so nice. It's exactly the way you describe her. I thought, wow, this is great. See, God is taking us somewhere beautiful in this assembly. Because the description of you, when next it is asked, shall be a good one, a positive one. Why? Because you are bearing a good mark. The marker of a winner. Why? Because the seed of Christ is in you. And when I say you, you know me too. Glory be to God. You know, at times my mom called me and said, when you are delivering that prayer point, deliver it for yourself too. The heart of a mother. Praise be to the Lord. My mother-in-law, she will say, Pastor, you know those prayers? Pray it now. Pray it for me. Don't be in a hurry. Pray it now. Are you in a good position? Yes, before making this call, I already positioned myself. To Mama, glory be to God. He said, glory can be asleep. I pray your glory will not be asleep. You see, a man whose glory is asleep can be like a drunkard. Once he receives the salary, he goes to pub, buy liquor, drink his life down. And then is never enough. They say his glory is asleep. They say power of darkness can cause all of these things, bring glories to silence, or makes this glory to be asleep. And then he cited an example of a Bible, Psalm 57, verse 8. And I love that passage. He said, awake, 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 my glory. The statement was not a silent statement. He said, awake, my glory, awake. I thought, wow, I thought you would say the same thing. Glory be to the Lord. You see, in this assembly, nobody can snatch our glory. Because I perceived, by the grace of God, in these past few days of this program, wherever glories have been locked up, they are released. Amen. And when the man from God says, this must be sealed, then it means glory snatcher will not return to snatch our glory again. Hallelujah. During the intense prayer here, I was being called hysterically. And I perceive anytime I am in the midst of hot prayers, that's when this personality keep calling me. So me, I refuse to pick. Because everything God has planned for us must manifest completely. No matter what. If the heaven is to collapse, it means the rapture has come. So nothing is going to happen. Glory be to God. You know why? It's a fresh new glory. So the discernment is sharpened. Otherwise, understanding may be lacking. Maybe glory has been asleep, hence once did not notice. But understanding has been enlightened. Now we have clarity. Wake up, my sister. Sleep not, my brother. Amen. We also told the experience of Anna. Nobody wants to pray to be used for an experiment. Job was used for an experiment. They say Anna too was used for an experiment. And all of us, we pray, God, use me as your instrument of work. So whatever you have prayed for in the past few days, whatever is happening, understand God has answered. It's because God wants to use you. Instrument of miracle. Instrument of miracle. Instrument of miracle. Now, if you travel from location where you came from, where you, your place of birth, and you first of all went to Europe, it's because God wants to use you as instrument of miracle. And now you find yourself in the promised land. It's because God wants to use you as instrument of miracle. And if you came direct, and the only place you've ever known is Texas, it's because God wants to use you as instrument of miracle. Believe me, when you go to East Coast, you will not want to leave Texas. Because the road is like this, it's like this, it's like this, it's like this. Then sudden turn, sudden right, all of that. His sister went to New York. He said, thank God I came to Texas first. Abby, praise God, we came to Texas. So we'll go into our anointing service. Glory be to God. Your glory will not cease in Jesus' name. But we're told that Lazarus died and his glory ceased. Thank God for Jesus around. Thank God for Jesus around. You know, so as I was preparing for this service, I then came across glory exchanged. I said, ha. Here's another one. Oh, glory can be exchanged. Glory be to God. He said, the more they multiply, the more they sin against me, they exchange their glory for a thing of disgrace. Our Father in the Lord once told us once that somebody went to the herbalist and they said, go and take your feces. You see feces? Yeah, that thing. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. it's funny. Says number two. When you go to party, they say it's number one. Then you go and do number two. Be careful with the number you are selecting because they will not select the wrong one. Glory be to God. So now, this person now was asked to now put some charcoal and some things together grind, blend it like this, eat it, or use it as a powder, as a ticket. So when they go for a job interview, your face is, you know what I mean. Don't let us stop talking about it. What such a person is more or less doing is exchanging his glory for something else. You and I, in the name of Jesus, our glory will not be exchanged for the grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Because it says they multiply. That is, whatever they are doing may appear, hallelujah, may appear as if it is working. They multiplied. The more they sin against me. Why? The Lord now explained, is because they exchanged their glory for a thing of disgrace. The example that can easily go with that was that family where they elected to take the younger one for ritual. God forbid. Amen. So that's my book review.